Is this a dream? A nightmare?
Neither.
Then, if you are real, how have you come here? Who told you where I was?
Meg Geary, who else? Madame Geary would not give away your hideaway, even if I begged.
Stupid little ballet girl.
Don't call her that. She's my friend, and she wouldn't lie to me, no matter how much her mother is devoted to you.
Why have you come here?
I had to see you. I needed to write something I should have done before.
Write something? Do you think I am an idiot? Did you bring the whole of your fiancé's produced mob here to bring me to justice? If you are, then you once again play your part well as their little pawn.
No. I came alone.
Then you must leave.
No one knows I am here. Even I didn't know this place existed before Meg told me.
You can't stay here any longer. I am not your Don Juan masked by a black cloak, just so you can humiliate me once more.
I will not leave until I speak with you, and you will listen to me.
Don't you understand? If someone finds you here, you will be caught. More so, I will merely be taken away to be thrown back behind a cage. But you, God forbid if you should be caught with another man.
I know. And I don't care.
You
Eric.
Don't care? You foolish girl. You must leave. You cannot ruin your reputation with...
Reputation? What reputation? I'm seeing you by my own accord.
A Viscountess should not be with a lowly, disfigured creature, Christine.
So, this is what it has come to. I am nothing to you but a woman who is marrying her childhood sweetheart. A woman who will gain a title she cares not for. You let me go, Eric. Do you not remember? Eric, I know that night is one that you do not wish to relive, but you must understand. Even when the mob was coming for you, I was not afraid then, and I'm not afraid now.
Then you are a foolish child.
I am not a child, Eric. And you are not my angel of music or the opera ghost. You do not have the secret passages or the house on the underground lake to hide away in any more. Your power over others is no more, and you have no control over me. You are, and have always been, a man. An exceptional man with exceptional talent who wasn't given a chance at birth. Don't you see? When we held each other down in your private world, when you allowed me to kiss you,
Christine,
when we cried together. You let me go, Eric. You let me go.
I had no choice. Even if I had tried to let you stay. Even if I could have changed the way our story ended. I could never be with you, my angel. My music, my voice is what gave you inspiration. It is what possessed you. I possessed you, Christine. My tarnished soul was selfish and captured you in a dark embrace. I should never...
Eric.
...have caught you in.
Eric, no. Don't say...
It is the truth. My black soul ensnared you, Christine. I gave you the soul and breath of heavenly song, yes. But at what cost? To trap you in a dark, desolate cage for the rest of your days? To keep you sheltered from the world that was only going to take you away from me?
I was never yours, Eric. I was never any man's prize.
But you chose Raoul.
I chose him because you allowed me my freedom. Don't you understand? If you hadn't let me go, I was ready to spend the rest of my days in your darkness. I was ready to stay with you if only I could give you light, Eric.
What do you mean?
Eric, I love you and Raoul in different ways. I love Raoul not for his wealth and beauty, but for his kindness. We are lights for each other. But you, Eric, I love you for your talents, your music, your worldly mind and soul. You are like no other man on this earth. If you didn't let me go, I would not have died in darkness with you. I would have taken you with me into light, Eric. I would have loved you as no other person had done.
Please, Christine, no. No more, please, no more.
Eric. Eric, please. I may never see you again. After this night, I will never be in your presence again. I cannot live with myself if I should not give you the one bit of happiness you have longed for from me. I cannot live without knowing.
Without knowing what? Please, my angel, tell me, without knowing what?
Without knowing what it would have felt like to be loved by you. Wholly, fully, physically, Eric. I've wanted you for so long. I tried to deny it, but my soul. In my heart and soul, I knew it was wrong to deny my feelings for you.
Christine.
Eric. Your music brought me to you. Your voice compelled my spirit. And even what you call your disfigurement, which you hide behind your porcelain mask, it's part of your beauty, my love.
Oh, my angel. Do you truly love me?
Eric, please. Let me just hold your hand.
Oh, God, Christine, your touch. How I have missed your little...
Don't deny my touch, Eric. Come. Let me caress my cheek on your hand.
So soft.
Eric, your hand is so cold.
I know, my angel, but your touch is so warm. It's already melting away the loneliness that I have felt.
Please. Let me.
Christy. Your lips. Kiss my hand again. Oh. My angel.
Look at me, Eric. Let me remove your...
No. Don't remove the mask again, Christine. My heart couldn't take it.
I know. I know what I did when I was first with you was foolish, but... But now I respect you, Maestro. What you hide away, I want to see. I don't want you to hide from me anymore. Please. Let me see your face again.
Yes.
No fear. No sorrow. No fear, no sorrow. Only love in this place, Maestro. Only love. Oh.
So long parted for so long, so much time wasted.
No, don't think of that now. We have all the time we need right now.
Please let me touch you.
Yes, Eric. Always.
Oh, beautiful your breasts glisten in moonlight, my love.
Oh, you taste wonderful. Beautiful. Eric, please,
I want. What is it you want? Tell me.
I want you to come inside me, my love.
Is this what you truly want, Christine?
Yes. Yes, please. This is my choice. I want all of you, my love.
Very well. Such a mix. Touching yourself for your master, Christine.
Then touch me yourself, maestro. Place your fingers here.
So swollen, angel. So innocent and pure.
Oh. Your fingers are so perfect, maestro.
Shh. Don't speak anymore. Just embrace me.
Please,
I need you so much. Come for me, my love. Come.
My angel, thank you.